Yes, Fighting Fit with Suzanne Radford, although Suzanne is herself fighting fit in the UK and doing some travelling and some trekking as well. So it's Alex and George with you down here at Dubai Sports World, inside Dubai World Trade Centre. George, we've suddenly been surrounded by a number of people. It's good, isn't it? We like it when people come to visit us. So joining us today from the Fighting Fit team, we have Georgina Kelly. Georgina, thank you for coming in. You're very happy this morning, aren't you?
Ecstatic, because I've lost 2 kilos this week.
Well done, you. Well done. Have you been working very, very hard?
I'll be honest with you, I didn't work as hard this week on the fitness side because I had a lousy cold.
Yeah.
And that sort of floored me for a good couple of days. The first week, because this is just my second week, the first week I did exercise like a demon. I was doing something every day. This week I got some walking in on the treadmill and some walking in the evening, you know. And also at home I did a yoga from a DVD thing that I have at home for half an hour. And that really helped a lot. And obviously, you know, the diet, what I'm eating a lot less. The portions are certainly smaller. But I have missed a couple of things this week, I must admit.
Well, if you want to do anything next week in the afternoons, give me a shout because I'm willing to come down and do something, whether it's nice and relaxing but moving around or something a bit better. I can see a gym over in the corner as well. The other person that's joining us today is Cameron Thomas. And Cameron, you've obviously joined the programme, been going for a couple of weeks. How are you getting on?
Yeah, really good. You know, I'm feeling $1 million today, actually, which is fantastic. And a bit of a slow start to the program. You struggled a little bit with my nutrition, not eating the right things.
Is that typically you don't eat the right things or during this program?
Yeah, no, generally I don't eat the right... Well, I eat fairly healthy, to be honest, but I eat too much. And I didn't eat at the right time. I would sometimes go without breakfast and then think I'll have something for lunch, and then I got really, really hungry, so I just grab anything, and it was usually, you know, carbs, rolls, things that you can buy that aren't good for you. Then I wouldn't eat again, and sometimes I'd even miss lunch, and then at night I would absolutely
pig out,
and that's not good for you.
Do you think that's something that you didn't quite understand beforehand? Because I sort of feel that there is something about starting a program. You think about fitness, but as soon as you start talking about nutrition, you realise that probably 90% of us at some point in our lives have a completely obscure way of thinking about nutrition.
Well, you know, when I sat with Corey, who's with us here today, you know, he talked about the important things of sleep, nutrition and hydration. And that was 70% of the story.
Mm.
And if you don't get enough sleep, then you're not feeling got the energy to exercise. If you don't have enough water, then your body is in distress and it won't lose weight. So those things became really important or understood about how important that was. I always thought it was about 50-50, you know, half nutrition and half exercise. But I've learned since that it's more about the nutrition, sleep, and water. And so that's what I've been doing, trying to force in copious amounts of water.
Well, Corey looks as though he's had enough sleep, that he's hydrated and certainly looking very fit. Thank you very much.
He just flexed a bicep.
No problem there. I don't mind. Keep doing it. So Corey, just tell us about how you got into fitness, because we were speaking off air earlier and you're from Sydney, and as you were saying, as George was saying, it's a very active society generally across Australia.
It certainly is. We actually, back home in Australia, we can play like three sports in one day. You know, you can play rugby in the morning, you can play football straight after, and then in the afternoon you might be doing something else.
So you don't work in Australia? You generally just all...
Have you been to Sydney? I'm telling you, I've got friends who work in advertising. They do clock off at 5 o'clock and head to the beach.
That's so cool.
Yeah, absolutely. The whole city closes down by 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Everyone's home. It's all done. It sort of kicks off about 8 in the morning. So when I used to live back in Sydney, we used to actually train 3-4 times a day. In the morning, we would be in a swimming squad where we're doing 4 or 5 kilometres in the pool. By lunchtime, we're doing a 10K run in our lunch break. And then by the afternoon, we'd we'd have a light weight session. In the evening, we might have a boxing session as well. So that's based around...
That's pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
I mean, your average Brit, you know, if they've gone and walked to the shops and back, they consider that a pretty good day's exercise.
But I think in general, I mean, okay, we're British, but I think, you know, when I came here, I noticed that the fitness levels probably weren't the same extent as we're used to in either, you know, Australia, Asia, Europe. Mm. There seems to be this, and again, I'm not very sure whether it's to do with a misunderstanding of fitness, again, with nutrition.
Yeah, that's right. We'll, you know, being in Dubai, it's really all about a lifestyle, and it's quite an easy lifestyle. So you actually don't really walk anywhere. Mm. You're taking cabs everywhere. There's air conditioning everywhere, all of that. You know, most of the time, the only walking that you'll really do is when you go shopping in a shopping mall, looking around the shops and all that kind of stuff. Where back home, people are just like walking along the beach all morning. Like the beach is just packed with people walking and exercising.
Mm.
I think a lot of people blame the weather here, but in winter here, it's just like anywhere. So there's really no excuses. To be out there and to be active, it's just that whole sort of easy kind of lifestyle.
But I think it's designed for that, like just that lifestyle as well. You know, everything's delivered to your door. You can order a coffee and a muffin to your front door.
Absolutely.
You know, the brunch is on Fridays. You know, we're spoiled for choice with restaurants. It's tailored to put on weight almost.
Mm, but I think we're also quite lucky in the fact that I know, Georgina, you've been working with other nutrition programs as well, and you actually get your meals delivered to the door.
Part of this program for the first week, Health Trends, which is actually based just here in Dubai, here in the Trade Centre. The first week they actually delivered the night before your three meals for the following day for 1 week.
Wow.
And that was to show you portion control and also to show you what to eat, you know, how you can sort of combine foods. And I never, ever felt hungry. It was absolutely wonderful. And it's a shame it only lasted 1 week.
Oh.
Because it meant I didn't have to cook anything either.
Oh, Cameron, you're nodding your head. This is something that really helped you then.
Yeah, it was really great, actually. And I was really surprised, or pleasantly surprised, about the... the portions. I thought it was all about starving myself, but it wasn't that at all. And it was, you know, as Georgina said, we were given the night before, you know, it's like opening a Christmas present. You know, you'd get this big pack and you'd open up, what I got to eat tomorrow, and there was everything in there. So it was, you know, I was eating six times a day with snacks.
And that's quite odd to get used to, isn't it? If your diet like yours, and I'm fairly similar to you, if it's all over the place and you skip meals, all of a sudden you realise you have to get through all of this food, and there are how many boxes? You're probably looking at about 12 little packs of food you've got to get through. Yeah. I was going to the fridge and thinking, oh my lord, it's 7 p.m. and I've got another four boxes to get through.
Yeah, it was like that. It was great. And so I was really surprised, and the quality of the food was really good. It was really tasty, and I was really happy with that.
Mm. I think it's funny, actually, because it probably is, and Corey might be able to tell us. I know that I'm quite bad, that I don't eat enough, and I skip meals, and I probably wait a lot of the time till like 6 or 7 o'clock in the day. I haven't eaten anything, and then by that point, I'll have to have something that's ridiculously bad. Since I've been told off and started eating, you know, three times a day, even if it's just soup, lunch, soup, dinner, I've realized that I've started to lose weight since I've been doing that.
Yeah, well, that's right. The body's designed to be fueled throughout the day. You have to use your nutrition as fuel, not just as eating something that tastes nice on the taste buds. Sometimes the best food doesn't particularly taste that nice. It's just fuel for the body. Now, if you can sort of get your mind around it, that you have to fuel your body at certain times of the day, you have to have so much water, you have to eat at certain times, because it's been designed to actually accept and operate on this. And it's the same with your sleep as well. If you get 3 hours sleep the night before, if you normally sleep six to seven hours, you'll be able to feel how... the repercussions of that 3 hours sleep.
Mm.
You'll definitely feel it.
Well, we'll go into more into this because I know it's a big part of living the life or changing your lifestyle, your fitness, your nutrition, and also we'll find out from the team that are with us today. George, I believe we might have the opportunity to try out some other sports and activities while we're here, so maybe we'll be sticking around about 4 or 5 o'clock. but of course, we'd like you to stick with us. If you have any questions for the team, or you want to find out a little bit more about how they're getting in.